Mark chapter 2, I'm interested in verse 5. You find that, I'll ask you to stand in reverence for one who wrote the book. Mark 2, verse number 5. Jesus saw their faith. He said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Father, I thank you for your word.
We pray for the man of God.
This time together in the good house of God. Dear Lord, for all I know, there's somebody here tonight lost, undone, hell-bound. Dear God, I pray this will be the night you touch their heart, convict their soul, help them to realize where they're headed without you.
Yes.
They get around this old altar and make a reservation for glory in Christ Jesus. God, I can't, but you can. I can to allow you. Have your blessed way in this place. So we'll credit you for that accomplishment. For it's in Jesus' name I do humbly pray. Amen. Be seated. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee.
Amen.
I'm satisfied there are those present there that day said he can't do that.
Yeah.
But
thank God Robert, he can.
Amen.
He
washed
mine away.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, you know what's going on here. This fellow couldn't get to Jesus. Paralytic. Thank God he had four friends.
Yeah, amen.
Real friends.
Amen. He said, we'll take care of that.
Amen.
When they got to where Jesus was, they weren't prepared for what they found.
Amen.
A house is full of people, windows full of people, door full of people. Couldn't get him into the house. Through the conventional way. I can hear one of them say to them, I mean, most people said, well, we're just going to have to go back and try again another day.
Yeah.
But I can hear one of them say, hey, what's wrong with the roof?
That's right. Amen.
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 Fire ground.
Yes.
Amen.
Here they go up on that roof, breaking it up. Now, roofs in that day, amongst other things, mainly was made of clay tile. Had rafters and sticks laid over them and then clay over that.
Yeah.
And so what they was doing, they had to get the clay out of the way to get to Jesus. And clay represents everything you was without God.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Clay represents what I was, Robert, without God.
Yeah.
No carnal nature. That's the clay.
Right. Yeah, buddy.
Come on.
And I saw these four like-minded men. And I saw a crowded house. And boy, I got to wanting to preach on four of a time beats a full house. But I ain't a gambler.
No.
And I wasn't sure that right one. I carried that thought in my mind for about a month. And I went to Forest City, North Carolina to preach a meeting for a fellow. He picked me up. First night at the motel, headed for the church, and he said, Brother Bob, guess what I used to do before I was called by God to preach?
Bless you.
Now I said, Raymond, I ain't got no idea in the world. What did you do? He said, I was a professional gambler.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I board a train in Spartanburg, South Carolina for Los Angeles, California. And he said, if you play cards with me, I'll have your money. And he said, I didn't have to make but about three trips a year, and that's what I did for a living. And he said, I played cards with a knife stuck in the table right under in front of me. I said, Ring, you the fella I've been waiting to meet. I said, I got a question more for you. Does four of a kind beat a full house? He said, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Man, I couldn't wait to get me a crowd together to preach on four of a kind beats a full house.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's good. That's good.
I mean, I preach this inside and out from all four corners, David. Thinking about that, getting the clay out of the way. Boy, that's what we need to do when we come to the house of God.
Right.
Yes, sir. Amen. We can get the old flesh out of the way. We can get something done for God.
Amen.
Amen.
There ain't too much Sunday school teaching in the flesh these days.
Yeah, amen.
Right. Right. Too much singing and preaching done in the flesh.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
If you got an axe of God about you, you don't have to listen long. You can tell.
Amen.
Amen.
Need to get the clay out of the way.
Right.
Amen. And boy, God began to show me something here years ago. When they got the clay out of the way, what happened? And the same thing will happen to you tonight if you get the clay out of the way.
It will.
Same thing will happen to me and I get the clay out of the way. You're first right. Thing happened to them, now they can see Jesus for who he is.
Right. Amen.
That's you,
amen.
When they got that clay out of the way. I mean, there are a lot of people that I punch Jesus with just some kind of historical character.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then some don't even believe that. They think he's a figment of the imagination of a country preacher.
Yeah.
That's all.
Bless you, Lord.
But thank God for the day that I saw Jesus for who he really is.
Yes, sir.
God out of heaven.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Glory.
The Alpha and the Omega.
Yes, sir.
The beginning and the end.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Boy, I heard him say that one day, Eddie, and I said, boy, beyond that, you everything in between.
Amen.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Amen. A, he's Alpha. B, he's the bright morning star.
Yes.
C, he's the Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The coming King.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then he's the Deliverer.
Deliverer. Yeah.
That greater Moses that come into my Egypt.
That's right.
And delivered me.
Yeah.
E, he's everything to me.
Yes,
sir. F, he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
Amen.
G, he's the gate of the sheepfold.
Yeah.
H, he's the hero of that book.
Amen.
I, he's Emmanuel, means
yes.
God with us.
Yeah.
J, he's Jesus, the just one.
Yes.
K, King of kings. L, Lord of lords. M, master of the sea.
Yeah. Amen.
And that Nazarene.
Amen.
Joseph's carpenter.
Yes.
Oh, he's the omnipotent, the omnipresent,
yes.
The omniscient Son of God.
Yeah.
P, he's the Prince of Peace.
Yeah.
Q, he's the quickener of the dead.
Yeah.
R, he's the rose of sharing.
Hey.
S, he's the Savior.
Yeah.
T, he's a teacher.
He's all
of you. Q, he's the unequal one.
Yeah.
B, he's a victor over death. He's the wonderful one that I X, he's the X-ray of your very heart and soul.
Yes.
Y, he's your only hope of heaven.
Yes.
Z, he's the zeal of the gospel.
Zeal.
That puts a spark of enthusiasm down to eat my soul.
Hey.
Get out here, preacher, and tell people.
Hey.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Not only can they sing for who he is, with the clay all the way, they can hear him clearly.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
With that clay in the way, all they can hear is muffled sound.
Yeah.
They got that clay, they can hear everything that's going on.
Yeah.
Hey, what things bring me here tonight? I come
here
from heaven.
Amen.
Amen. You can't do it with the clay in the way.
Amen.
No, sir.
Amen.
Not only that, with the clay out of the way, now they can get to Jesus.
Yeah.
That's it,
boy.
They can get their friend to Jesus.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
You'll never win anybody to God in the flesh.
Yeah,
that's true.
No.
Amen.
A lot of that goes on.
A lot of it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But not only that, now, that old boy had to be a burden, especially getting him up on that roof.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Come on, bro.
Amen.
I don't care if he didn't weigh 75 pounds. That's a burden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting him up on that roof. But now they got the clay out of the way, they can lay their burden down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did they lay their burden?
Not right.
Jesus.
Amen.
Who's preaching this?
On him.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And now with the clay out of the way, preacher, the crowd ain't no problem.
Amen.
Amen. That's good, preacher.
I mean, before the crowd was standing in the way.
It's in the way, too.
Still is.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, just standing around the way, keeping anybody else from coming to God.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, some of them.
Know anybody like that.
Yeah.
I have to tell me, I'd be safe with so-and-so if he's
doing. Yeah.
I've been one.
Yeah.
That crowd just standing around the way.
Yeah.
Keeping other people dated from Jesus.
Yeah.
Standing.
Yes, sir. But now, crowd ain't no problem. They got the clay out of the way.
Amen.
I don't know about you. I didn't have the personality as I grew up to say three words in front of 10 people.
Yeah.
God called me to preach. He changed my personality.
What about that?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I had friends come to see if I'd get up in front of anybody, and they got saved.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I'm telling you, the crowd was my problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen,
sir.
That's some of your problem, brother.
Yeah.
You shouted already, that been the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bless you, Lord.
About me.
Right.
If I get a hand up toward heaven.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
What's going to think about me if I holler at
you? Yeah.
Come on, brother.
My God. Way out of the way.
The clay
yes.
out of the way. The crowd.
I'm yeah.
No problem.
Amen.
Yeah. Yes.
Amen. Amen. That's good. I like that.
Amen.
Amen.
God says, shout, don't look around, see who's there.
Oh, that's right.
Amen.
Shout.
That's right.
Amen.
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 I
heard a preacher tell me one time, he said that he got away from God and he couldn't feel nothing. And he said, he told God, he said, if you let me feel what I used to feel, I'll do anything you tell me to do anywhere, anytime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he said he was in an associational meeting.
Yeah.
And he said the place packed out.
Yeah.
About 30 different churches representing. God said, shout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
He said, God, I don't want to hear.
Remember what you told me? God, I saw a group of trees coming through a while ago, and if you'll let me wiggle this thing's over, I'll shout through them trees and back out again. God said, shout now.
Yeah.
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 Amen.
He said, I got to think about what I promised God.
Yeah.
And he said, I began to shout.
Yes, sir.
He said, I don't know how long I shouted, but they said 132 people got saved.
Amen.
I mean, my God, look what will happen when we get the clay out.
Yes, sir.
It's in the way.
Yes, sir.
You're right, sir.
Boy, you know, a lot of people have to talk about the way it was in Grandpa's day.
I heard that.
Yeah.
It'd be a wet day.
And how it used to be. I'm glad my little old youngins grew up.
Yeah.
Amen. People say, what can I expect if I come spring through?
Yeah.
Preaching, grand singing, and shouting.
Yeah.
Amen.
Everybody else going down the road. I don't need you.
Yeah. Been there.
Yes, sir.
That's it, Lord.
I'm glad, thank God, we can have it today. Hey, we don't have to look back on how it was. He's the same God, ain't he?
Yes, yeah, sir.
Just as able now.
Amen.
We just need to get the clay out of the way, don't we?
Amen.
But boy, verse 12 I like here in this second chapter.
Oh, yeah. The crowd were amazed at what he glorified God. God's got the glory.
Yes. Amen.
I tell you what we're eat up with these days. People are wanting glory.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes,
a lot of them wanting glory more than they do money.
Yeah.
Some of them wanting both, ain't they?
Yeah.
But they after the glory. I even read, you know, one time where some singing group, Jonathan, had sued because they didn't get the award.
Yeah.
To
get the court.
Yeah.
What about that?
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Wanting the glory.
Yeah.
He's the one deserving.
That's right.
Amen. The only one. Amen.
Boy, Jonah chapter 1. Thank you, Lord. Verse 17. God prepared a great fish.
Yeah.
And boy, I got to think about that old whale one day.
Come on.
And I got to be wanting height the servant he was.
Yeah.
Bible said he's prepared by God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Man, they're preparing him every day down at the seminary.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Standing pulpits all the way across America tonight.
The listening never was prepared for God.
Yeah,
right. Amen.
God prepared
me. Amen.
No, he's prepared for God. He's placed for God.
Yeah.
He's right place, right time, wasn't he?
Amen.
I believe I'm right place now,
brother. Yeah,
I know
Amen.
Right here's what I'm after. He is pleasing to God.
Yeah.
He's pleasing to God, first of all, because of what he swallowed.
Right.
Bible said he swallowed up, Jonah.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I swallowed down, don't you? He swallowed up, Jonah.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You know why a backslid preacher would be hard to get down?
Amen.
And he pleased God what he swallowed.
Yeah, amen.
I mean, sometimes me and you just have to swallow it and keep going.
Yeah,
if we're
going
to be pleasing God.
Amen.
But can you imagine how much I swallowed in 40 years, pastor of one church?
Well,
if that fella had been right, I took that church at 10 years old, didn't it?
Yeah.
By the way, some years off, was it, David?
I wasn't going to say
nothing. Thank you, bro.
It looked a day over 39.
Hey,
that fella told me that's here tonight.
I appreciate him thinking that. I know you back then. I don't preach much on the communion table these days.
Amen.
All the pews, all over the pews in them days, little old boy thought he'd tried. His mama took him out, wore him out.
Yeah.
Said, Brother Bob.
Yes.
I was in Williston, South Carolina. And boy, God come blowing through that place. I jumped on the communion table and kicked flyers. And there's a man got up, preacher, collected up his family and left. And I was staying with the preacher. I didn't know any better than that in them days, Robert.
Help him, Lord.
I went home with him, you know, that night. Little old Rad just said, Brother Bahan, he was crying like a baby. He said, I can't stand many revivals like this. I'm losing my people. About the third night, that old boy came back in with his family, raised his hand. I recognized him. He said, Brother Bob, I've been wrong. Would you forgive me?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
So well, you can't imagine what I swallowed.
Yeah.
Last 40 years.
Amen.
That old fish pleased God because of what he swallowed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he pleased God because of what he spit up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. Old Jonah hollered, "Salvations of the Lord."
Amen.
That old fish said, "I'm a liberal whale. I can't take that preaching. I got to get rid of him."
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir. And then, listen, he pleased God for what he spit up.
Yeah.
Ain't somebody here tonight, maybe just needs to get around this old altar and gag up some stuff.
Amen.
Get rid of it.
Amen.
Please God.
Amen.
Right here is what I'm really after. He pleased the Lord because when it was all over, he didn't hang around to take no baths.
Nope.
Or get no spotlight shine on him.
That's right.
He just swept them off.
Boy, that's a good thing.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
God got glorified.
Yes,
sir. Amen.
Anyway, here, boy. Yeah. I couldn't tell you them four men's name, brother.
No.
I don't know who for it now. God got the glory.
God got it all.
Amen.
Got it all.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Amen.
They were amazed and glorified God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to leave that. This place you listen, I'll be done. We'll go. I'll get you out of here for McDonald's. Yes, sir. I begin to look at their faith.
Uh-huh.
I mean, right here, verse number 5, those two words, when Jesus saw their faith, just jumped off the page right in my heart. Whose faith
saw it?
Four men are carrying one.
Yeah.
Right.
Their faith.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Jesus saw their faith.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you say, I believe there's five here he's talking about. Well, I don't know about that. Yeah. I don't know if that old boy had lick faith or not.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'll give you some other scriptures that causes me to believe that.
Right.
Remember the nobleman from Capernaum?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Came running to Jesus.
That's right.
Got a young and a dying. Jesus said, well, let's go to your house.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hey, I'm not worthy of it. Have you come under my roof?
That's right.
You just say the word, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Right where you stand, amen. You'll be all right.
Amen. You're right. Amen.
And the Bible said that he believed the word that was spoken.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
Some little old boys want to pick up a copy of God's Word one of these days and do just that and make the rest of us change.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
He believed the Word was spoken.
Yes, sir.
Believe. Amen.
Believe.
Yes, sir.
Amen, brother.
And, but at least he didn't even go home.
Nope.
It was the next day before he
That's
went
true.
Home.
That's true. That's true.
Right.
But he didn't go home. Now, if he went downtown, I mean shopping or something, so I said, if that had been me, by the way, I broke my neck trying to get home to see how my young one was.
Yeah.
But he didn't go home.
No.
Seen him downtown, how did you go? He's all right.
Yeah.
How do you know?
God.
Jesus said so.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good
enough. Jesus said so.
Amen. Amen.
That worked. Remember old Jerry's?
Yeah, girl.
Jesus said so.
I mean,
amen.
They're sold out Jesus. The girl of dying.
Yeah.
She said, I'll go with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go on to your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing this woman with the issue of blood just stepped out of the woodchair
mm-hmm.
on the scene. And begins to lay out her whole medical history.
Yes, sir.
Can't you see Jerry's wringing his hands? He's got a girl of dying.
Oh, sure.
Listen to get something done.
Yep.
And that woman, I mean, tell all of her. Hey,
yeah.
I said, hey, people, if you ain't got a high fire to listen, you better not ask them how they are. You have a medicine how they can't get in the generic and all the side effects. You just don't want to ask them how they are. And while all this is going on, somebody came and told old Jerry, said, trouble master no further. Thy daughter is dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, can't you see his countenance? Sing.
Yeah.
Amen.
I see Jesus go over.
Yeah.
Put an arm around him.
Yeah, boy.
Amen.
You're not only bleach.
Amen.
Boy got to his house, put that unbelieving crowd out, and it ain't long that little girl's playing outside.
Playing outside.
Yeah,
now let me ask you something, amen. Church. How much faith can a dead girl have? Right.
Amen.
Right. That nobleman's son probably didn't even know who Jesus was.
Yeah.
Right. Whose faith did Jesus honor?
Amen. That's good words, brother. Good words.
Amen. Let's bring it home.
Amen.
You mamas, remember, you brought that little old baby home, and boy, that night you couldn't get the fever to break.
Yeah.
And I mean, listen, 3 o'clock in the morning, the picture's 104.
Yeah.
3:30, 105, you're scared to death. You're praying, boy.
Yeah.
Everything within you. Boy, listen. About 4 o'clock, that fever broke. Oh, it ain't long. It's reading 98.5.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. How much faith can a newborn baby this
day? Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Whose faith was it?
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. That God honored.
Amen. Amen.
Whose faith was it that God looked at and said, I want to do it?
Amen.
I don't want that old boy listen going for a ride. Had a lick of faith or not.
I can't.
Amen. He didn't need nothing. They got the old boy to the right place. That's they didn't right. take him to a clinic.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
And they knew just exactly where to find
him. Amen.
I'm glad I got some friends that know where to find God.
Yes, sir. Amen.
This old preacher here from Madison, being able to get a hold of God.
Amen.
All I got to do is make a phone call.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I'm glad you fellas got his daddy down there in Sweetwater.
Yes, sir.
Out of
Amen.
I see their focus.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, they're going to the right place and knew where to go.
Amen.
And I see their fervor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Amen.
That's what we need. That's what we need. That's what we need. Boy, it took some further to get that old boy home to work today.
That's
what we need. Yes, sir.
Amen.
I mean, there's a lot of people in church world tonight ain't got enough fervor to get an altar and pray for their boy.
Amen.
I mean, listen.
Amen.
They will stop there. Now, this ain't their house.
Right.
You don't go around tearing up people's roofs. I'll be as honest, I know how to be. If I saw four men on my roof, I mean tearing up my roof, I'll try to talk them down.
Amen.
And if I can't talk them down, I'll shoot them all. I don't care if they even tell me it's for religious
purposes.
Right. Buddy, that took some nerve.
Amen.
That took some fur.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, amen.
My God, we're needing fur.
Yes, we do.
Amen. Yes, we do.
Amen. We'll find a way.
Amen to
that. That old boy gets saved. Gets
amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
But boy, those two words, I'll never get over after that day. God drove them into my heart. Their faith.
Their faith. Amen.
Let me ask you something. If God honored their faith, don't you reckon this might honor yours?
Yeah.